I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic episode from our archives. In this one, we were wondering how feasible it would actually be to outrun a volcano the way that action heroes do in movies. So we looked up some numbers and did some math. The prognosis isn't great. Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hi, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's a familiar cinematic situation. A daring scientist arrives in town to study the local volcano, which has been dormant for centuries but now seems dangerously close to erupting. Despite the dire warnings of everyone around him, the intrepid volcanologist, perhaps with a trusty and attractive assistant in tow, insists on scaling the mountain to more closely examine its condition. But just as the pair arrives at the gaping crater, it blows, sending them running, or possibly jeeping, hand in hand down the slope, barely staying ahead of the raging river of hot lava. Seeing any number of these exhilarating scenes might leave you wondering, what would happen if I suddenly needed to escape from an erupting volcano? Could I outrun the lava and make it to safety? Well, technically, yes. If lava were all you had to deal with while scrambling down the side of a fiery mountain, you might be in the clear. Most lava flows, especially those from shield volcanoes, the less explosive type, are pretty sluggish. As long as the lava doesn't find its way into a tube or chute-shaped valley, it will probably move slower than a mile per hour. For example, the lava flow from the Mauna Loa eruption of 1950 was clocked at 6 miles per hour. That's 9 kilometers per hour. You probably wouldn't have any trouble scurrying away from that. There have been examples of fast-moving lava, but they're few and far between. Like when the Democratic Republic of Congo's Mount Nyiragongo erupted in 1977. Its lava was measured going 40 miles per hour, that's 64 kilometers per hour, and at least 2,000 people lost their lives. The unfortunate truth, though, is that lava will be the least of your worries if you're close enough to an erupting volcano that you're thinking about running for your life. Contrary to what we might see in the movies, the dangers of a volcanic eruption are not confined to burning hot lava. Even if you could stay ahead of the lava, you'd never survive the pyroclastic flow. That's the accompanying burning hot, fast-moving cloud of ash, rock, gas, and debris. Pyroclastic flows are the worst when they come from the more dramatically explosive composite volcanoes, but they generally move at speeds greater than 60 miles per hour, aka 96 kilometers per hour, and reach temperatures between about 200 and 700 degrees Celsius. That's around 400 to 1300 degrees Fahrenheit. By many estimates, the pyroclastic flow from the infamous eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 CE reached 450 miles per hour, or 700 kilometers per hour. There's obviously no way anyone's outrunning that. And if the pyroclastic flow happens to melt snow or a glacier, this creates a lahar, an extra-deadly concrete-thick mudslide-slash-avalanche combo. So, if you one day find yourself flirting with danger on the rim of an erupting volcano, we hate to say it, but you're toast. Today's episode was written by Allison Cooper and produced by Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other explosive topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.